Welcome to another bonus short lecture from the History Teachers Talking Podcast, where Tom or I will lecture on big topics in little time. For more information, you can visit us at www.historyteacherstalkingpodcast.com or visit evergreenpodcast.com. Zip codes are actually a much more recent phenomenon than you may believe. In fact, they were only implemented in 1963. The zip code stands for Zoning Improvement Plan and was created when the Postal Service lost a huge portion of their staff who went to fight in World War II. Because of this, the Postal Service needed a simple way to help the understaffed post offices deliver mail effectively. As such, the initial zip code created during the war was only a two-digit number and only designated for major cities of the United States. The first number denoted the city, and the second denoted the state. But as the need for delivery expanded, so did the concept of the zip code itself. In the early 1960s, Robert Moon, a postal inspector, proposed the concept of the Zone Improvement Plan, or ZIP. Moon envisioned a system that would divide the country into clearly defined zones and assigned unique codes to each area to streamline the mail processing. Moon's proposal gained attention and support from the federal government. In 1963, after several years of development and planning, the zip code system was officially introduced on July 1st, 1963. The U.S. Postal Service selected a five-digit numerical code format, with each zone representing a specific geographic area. The initial zip code system divided the United States into 10 regions, numbered 0 from east and 9 all the way to the west. Because the first number grows from east coast to the west, the eastern states, such as Maine and New York, begin with the number 0, or sometimes 1, whereas the western states of California and Washington begin with the number 9. Texas is a 7, Nebraska begins with a 6, Iowa with a 5, Ohio with a 4, Virginia, South Carolina, West Virginia with a 2, and Massachusetts and Maine with a 0. The second digit determines the state within that region. The third number designates the smaller region within that state and the central post office facility for that given area. The final two digits signify the local post office address itself, such as a city or a town. Because initially there was some resistance and confusion among the public regarding the implementation of the zip codes, the U.S. Postal Service launched an extensive educational campaign to raise awareness and educate individuals, businesses, and organizations about the benefits of using zip codes for more efficient mail delivery. To help convince people to switch from the old address formats, the U.S. Postal Service commissioned a 15-minute long educational film led by a musical group, The Swingin' Six. It featured music, comedy, and even romance, with an end message by the Postmaster General of the United States. In keeping with the tradition of using cartoon characters to raise social awareness, Post Office also commissioned an artist to create the new mascot, Mr. Zip, who signified a new generation of speed and accuracy in the United States mail. In 1983, the U.S. Postal Service introduced an expanded zip code system that is called ZIP Plus 4, often called the Plus 4 codes, add-on codes, or add-ons. A ZIP Plus 4 code uses a basic 5-digit code plus 4 additional digits to identify a geographic segment within the 5-digit delivery area. This was especially important in major metropolitan areas, such as major cities. These last 4 digits would designate a city block, a group of apartments, an individual high-volume receiver of mail, or a post office box. Anything that would help identify or aid in efficient mail sorting and delivery. However, this new format was not adopted universally by the public and eventually became obsolete because of modern technology. Today, mail is sorted by a multitude optical character reader. It is a computer that instantly determines the correct ZIP plus 4 code from the address it scans on the envelope. It then produces a very specific delivery point through an assigned intelligent mail barcode. As with everything else, there are some fun facts, even about zip codes. For example, the highest zip code number is 99950 in Ketchikan, Alaska. The lowest zip code is 00501, which is designated for the Internal Revenue Service, located in New York City. The largest zip code by geography is located around Tonopah, Nevada, zip code 89049, which covers 10,000 square miles and is located between Las Vegas and Reno. Zip code 48222 is the only floating zip code in the country. As a postal ship, the zip code doesn't have a fixed geographical location. The postal ship J.W. Westcott II, moves around the Detroit River delivering mail to members of ship vessels in the area. Mail intended for ship crew members is addressed as vessel name, comma, Marine Post Office, comma, Detroit, comma, Michigan, comma, 48222. Can a person have their own zip code? Well, the answer is yes, but only if you're the President of the United States or the First Lady. The President's zip code is 20500-0001, while the First Lady is 20500-0002. Both of these are a subset of the White House dedicated zip code of 20500, which also has plus four codes for its postal station and greetings office. The one other example of an individual with their own zip code happens to be the U.S. Forest Service mascot, Smokey the Bear. Between his popularity as an advertising icon and an interest in the real-life Smokey, who was an orphan bear cub rescued from a 1950 forest fire and eventually interned at the National Zoo in Washington, D.C., he received so much mail that he was granted his own zip code of 20252. Although his zip code was eventually decommissioned in 1993, it was recently brought back by popular demand, as he still gets letters from children across the United States. Santa's letters go to an actual town of North Pole, Alaska, and the zip code is 99705. Beverly Hills 90210 may be the most famous zip code in the country, thanks to the 1990s TV show, but it's actually not the priciest. That honor goes to Atherton, home to some of Silicon Valley's wealthiest. The zip code has a shockingly high typical home value of $7.36 million. That is not to say that 90210 is not one of the wealthiest zip codes. It comes in as second of the wealthiest zip codes in the country, with a typical home value of $5.11 million. In fact, when looking at the top 10 wealthiest zip codes in the United States, 8 of them begin with a number 9 and are located in California. Only 2 are not. Those begin with a number 1. They're located in New York. Who would have thought that 5 digits would have so much information behind them? Hope you guys enjoyed the short lecture. Tom and I will be back later this week with a full episode. I hope everyone enjoyed our podcast, and if you would like to email us, you can do so at historyteacherspodcast@gmail.com.
Hey, podcast listeners, I'm Paul Brandis introducing my podcast, Countdown to Dallas. It's a fascinating, in-depth look at the seemingly unconnected events that led to the assassination of President John F. Kennedy. It's based on my book of the same title. In that book and in this podcast, I go all the way back to 1939, when Lee Harvey Oswald was born into a troubled and dysfunctional family. I'll follow his transient and often violent teenage years and young adulthood, painting a fuller picture of the man who would later become Kennedy's killer. I also take a look at events unfolding in that era, like Cuba and Vietnam, and I'll unpack the conspiracy theories too, not one of which has ever been conclusively proven. Subscribe to Countdown to Dallas at evergreenpodcasts.com or your favorite listening app, October 31st.